Daily Meditation, Bible Readings, and Saints of the Day for November 4th. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. My hope is the Father, my refuge is the Son, my protection is the Holy Spirit. O Holy Trinity, glory to you. Today's epistle reading is from St. Paul's letter to the Philippians, chapter 4, verse 10 through 23. Brethren, I rejoice in the Lord greatly that now at length you have revived your concern for me. You were indeed concerned for me, but you had no opportunity. Not that I complain of want, for I have learned, in whatever state I am, to be content. I know how to be abased, and I know how to abound. In any and all circumstances, I have learned the secret of facing plenty and hunger, abundance and want. I can do all things in Him who strengthens me. Yet it was kind of you to share my trouble. And you, Philippians, yourselves know that in the beginning of the gospel, when I left Macedonia, no church entered into partnership with me in giving and receiving, except you only. For even in Thessalonica you sent me help once and again. Not that I seek the gift, but I seek the fruit which increases to your credit. I have received full payment and more. I am filled, having received from Epaphroditus the gifts you sent, and a fragrant offering, a sacrifice acceptable and pleasing to God. And my God will supply every need of yours, according to His riches in glory in Christ Jesus. To our God and Father be glory forever and ever. Amen. Greet every saint in Christ Jesus. The brethren who are with me greet you. All the saints greet you, especially those of Caesar's household. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit. Amen. The Gospel reading is according to St. Luke, chapter 12, verses 13 through 15, and verses 22 through 31. At that time, while Jesus was teaching, one of the multitude said to him, "Teacher, bid my brother divide the inheritance with me." But he said to him, "Man, who made me a judge or divider over you?" And he said to them, "Take heed and beware of all covetousness. For a man's life does not consist in the abundance of his possessions. Therefore I tell you, do not be anxious about your life, what you shall eat, nor about your body, what you shall put on. For life is more than food, and the body more than clothing. Consider the ravens. They neither sow nor reap. They have neither storehouses nor barn, and yet God feeds them. Of how much more value are you than the birds? And which of you, by being anxious, can add a cubit to his own span of life? If then you are not able to do as small a thing as that, why are you anxious about the rest? Consider the lilies, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. Yet I tell you, even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. But if God so clothes the grass, which is alive in the field today and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, how much more will He clothe you, O men of little faith? And do not seek what you are to eat and what you are to drink, nor be of anxious mind. For all the nations of the world seek these things, and your Father knows that you need them. Instead, seek His kingdom, and these things shall be yours as well." The meditation is on the Gospel reading, on Christ's words, "Seek His kingdom." From St. Porphyrius, we have these words, "Man seeks joy and happiness in heaven. He seeks what is eternal, far from everyone and everything. He seeks to find joy in God. God is a mystery. He is silence. He is infinite. He is everything. Everyone possesses this inclination of the soul for heaven. All people seek something heavenly. All beings turn towards Him, albeit unconsciously. Turn your mind towards Him continually. Learn to love prayer, familiar converse with the Lord. What counts above all is love, passionate love for the Lord, for Christ, the Bridegroom. Become worthy of Christ's love in order not to live in darkness. Turn on the switch of prayer so that the divine light may flood your soul. Christ will appear in the depths of your being. There, in the deepest and most inward part, is the kingdom of God. From the Fathers, a quote from St. Nilos the Ascetic. So we no longer pursue plainness and simplicity of life. We no longer value stillness, which helps to free us from past defilement, but prefer a whole host of things which distract us uselessly from our true goal. Rivalry over material possessions has made us forget the counsel of the Lord, who urged us to not take thought for earthly things, but to seek only the kingdom of heaven. Deliberately doing the opposite, we have disregarded the Lord's commandment, trusting in ourselves and not in His protection. For He says, "Behold, the fowls of the air, for they do not sow or reap or gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feeds them." And again, "Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow, they do not toil or spin." When He sent the apostles out to declare the good news to their fellow men, He even forbade them to carry a wallet, purse, or staff, and told them to be content with His promise, quote, "The workman is worthy of his food." This promise is to be trusted far more than our own resources. Despite all this, we go on accumulating as much land as we can, and we buy up flocks of sheep, fine oxen, and fat donkeys, the sheep to supply us with wool, the oxen to plow and provide food for us, and fodder for themselves and for the other animals, the donkeys to transport from foreign lands the goods and luxuries which our own country lacks. We also select the crafts which give the highest return, even though they absorb all our attention and leave no time for the remembrance of God. It is as if we accused God of being incapable of providing for us, or ourselves of being unable to fulfill the commitments of our calling. Even if we do not admit this openly, our actions condemn us, for we show approval of the ways of worldly men by engaging in the same pursuits, and perhaps working at them even harder than they do. Today's memory verse is from Luke 23:42, the words of the thief on the cross, "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom." The saints of the day, we remember Saint Ioannikios the Great. Saint Ioannikios was born in Bithynia about the year 740. His father was named Myrtirikes and his mother Anastaso. When he had reached maturity, he excelled in soldiery and was accounted worthy of royal honors for his bravery. He had been brought up an iconoclast, but while yet a soldier, he was converted to orthodoxy by a certain holy elder. He later forsook all things and departed for Mount Olympus, where he spent the remainder of his life in asceticism. Becoming great in virtue, he reposed in the Lord in the year 834, having lived some 94 years. To this saint is ascribed the brief prayer, "My hope is the Father, my refuge is the Son, my protection is the Holy Spirit. Glory to you, Holy Trinity." Today we also commemorate the holy hiermartyrs Nicander, Bishop of Myra, and Hermias, the presbyter, Porphyrios the Mime, Emperor John Batazzi the Merciful, and George Karslidis of Pontos. Through the prayers of our holy fathers, Lord Jesus Christ our God, have mercy on us and save us. Amen. Daily acts of kindness. give something away on Craigslist.